Welcome, listeners, to another episode of Kids Ministry 101 Podcast. I'm Jana Magruder. I'm filling in today for Chuck Peters as host. And so I am so excited that today is the day I get to host because we are going to break down Hi-Fi Kids. So, listeners, if you have not checked out the previous episode of Kids Ministry 101, we broke down just the overview, the broad overview of Hi-Fi. And so you'll want to check that out. But if you haven't, we're going to break down specifically today Hi-Fi Kids. And so I'm so excited because in the room with me today, in the studio, I am joined by our subject matter experts, if you will, the Hi-Fi team, or three of the members of the Hi-Fi team. I'm joined here today by Kayla Stevens, the publishing team leader for Hi-Fi. Hi, Kayla.
Hey, Jana. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. And then I'm joined here today by Isaac Kirsted, our digital media editor for Hi-Fi.
Hello. Hey, so glad to be here.
Yay. Glad you're here. And Crystal Mazuka, our content editor for the kids area in Hi-Fi. Hi, Crystal.
Hi, Jana. Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for coming all this way from Washington State to join us, not just for this podcast, but listeners, we are doing so much around our headquarter building this week because July 6th was the launch date. This is actually going to this episode is going to air after the launch date. But this week has been a hustle and bustle, all things Hi-Fi, as we are capturing videos and working on just our Facebook Live video. And now we're doing these podcasts. So it's been super exciting. And I'm just so glad to see y'all and that you're here. So we're going to get into this. So I told you that today's episode, we're going to talk about just the kids portion. Don't worry, listeners, if you're also wanting to know about preschool or students, those episodes are coming. But today we're going to focus on kids. So, Kayla, I'm going to start with you, our team leader. Can you just catch us up, catch listeners up on what is Hi-Fi? Give us the broad overview.
Yeah, Hi-Fi. There's so much to Hi-Fi, and we could sit here and talk about it for hours and hours and hours, but we won't. So Hi-Fi is this amazing curriculum that is built on relationships. So it is fully digital. So everything you get is through our Ministry Grid platform. It is highly customizable and highly personalizable for your ministry context. It is built on 12 simple biblical truths. So every single month, your kids will walk through a different truth that is based on who they are because of who God is. So we'll walk through truths like, I am known, I am forgiven, I am made for community. All of these different I am statements that are the lead out for kids specifically. Preschool is a little different. So if you guys are interested in preschool, check out that podcast as well. But with kids, it's I am because something that's true about God. So kids are rooting their identity in who they are because of who God is. So every single session stands on its own. We don't assume any kind of previous knowledge or experience with church. Every single session, we want kids to feel like it's the first time that they've ever been to church, so that everyone feels included and like they belong and that they're here for relationship and they're here to learn more about who they are and be introduced to Jesus.
That is awesome. And so the study plan really is centered around those 12 truths, and they work in a monthly type of fashion. Tell us about how that works.
Yeah, it's so fun. So Hi-Fi, every single month, we have a new theme. And this theme is kind of what carries us through the month. And it's almost, if you've ever experienced Center Kid or Kids Camp, every single one of those camps has this big blown out theme. And we actually do that on a scalable model every single month for kids ministry. And so you have a fun theme that connects to the truth, that connects to the Bible story that they're learning each week. So every single month, you're getting something new and different that keeps kids engaged, that's fun, and that's really memorable for them.
That's awesome. Well, I know we want to dive into an actual session for the kids area. And so, Crystal, can you walk us through what an actual session would look like in Hi-Fi?
Absolutely. Well, one of the things that we always say about Hi-Fi is that you're going to find real connection and true belonging. And that starts right when a kid walks through the doors. Mm-hmm. So we actually give a suggestion, HiFi really functions on this idea of teams, that when a child comes in, they automatically are part of a team. And so as soon as a kid walks through the door, we put them on a team. We give a suggestion of color teams. We have so much that goes with these color teams, which is just really fun and celebratory. But a new child, a kid who hasn't been there in a long time, or a kid who comes every single week will come in and we're like, you're on the yellow team, you're on the blue team. Right off the bat, they know where they are supposed to go and they have a place to belong. If you've ever seen a kid walk in for the first time or the first time in a long time, they have this moment of like, everybody's already hanging out. Where am I supposed to go? What am I supposed to do? With HiFi, we want them to know we have a place for you right away. So they go to this team and we start with what's called Connect Time. And Connect Time are these activities that are specifically geared just towards helping kids feel like they're a part of that team. It's going to function for that kid who is there 15 minutes early and the kid who shows up 3 minutes late. All of them are able to jump right in and they're learning each other's names. They're helping each other belong and they're just really fun. And the whole point of those is starting to build relationships, because as kids are invested in one another and they feel invested in by their leader, they're going to become more open to learning what's being taught in that space. And so it starts with that Connect Time. They're all divided up into teams. It's really fun. And then it launches into large group. And large group is really where we're going to see a lot of our fun media elements. We've got amazing videos that I know Isaac's going to get to talk about since that's his specialty. But again, this large group time is made so everybody can participate. Everybody can respond to things. Everybody can have fun. And everybody feels like they're on the same page. Because again, when you feel like you're on the same page, you feel like you belong. Mm-hmm. And so then after that, the kids go back into their teams and we have what's called Make the Discovery. This is your typical discussion time that you would have, but we've done it in a way that we think is really, really interesting and intentional, in that we have what's called side-by-side discovery-based learning. So these are less the leader teaching. And it's not the leader asking the kids to recite things from the Bible story just as it is, but instead they're asking kids questions to really process and internalize in a way that everybody can be a part of it. If they know a lot about the Bible or they don't know as much about the Bible, every question is designed so any kid would be able to answer and participate in the discussion. And we even give them times like, do you have any questions? Like, We want it to be that kids feel like they can participate. And then we have way more games and activities and crafts to reinforce the truths that were taught during that large group time and to continue helping kids build those relationships. So a session is really, really built in teaching those 12 truths that we talked about, but also just helping those kids feel like this is a place that I belong, that I can learn with friends and discuss and discover. And it's just really incredible.
Yes. As you're talking, it reminded me of the outside in bullseye sort of graphic that we talk about in Flip the Script. And listeners, if you have picked up a copy of that or listened to the podcast series on Flip the Script, all of the philosophy that HiFi uses is baked into that book and those frameworks. And so the outside in framework is something that we use to talk about how kids feel when they come to church for the first time or the 50th time sometimes. Mm-hmm. I mean, even we as churchgoers, we get those feelings of what it feels like to walk into a room for the first time and feel lonely or feel alone or feel nervous. And so we really try to take those things into account by how we design these small group activities, the large group games, and all the connections that are intentionally meant to help outsiders feel like insiders, like not just a little bit apart, but like insiders by the time they finish. And so that is what we're looking at when we're building these sessions. So you mentioned media, Crystal. Media is an extremely important part of HiFi, and that is very intentional. It is not just so we can make a bunch of fun, cool videos, although they are fun and they are cool.
I like making fun, cool videos.
Yes, but they are extremely intentional.
For sure.
And Isaac, I want you to talk about the different components of media that are included in each session.
Well, yeah, with media being so prevalent in culture right now, it is so important that these kids can see things that they see during the week, but we don't want to just simply entertain them. We want to engage them with the gospel. So media is going to be a huge part of how we do that. So we have a lot of different media that goes into Hi-Fi. So when they come in to the large group time, they are immediately seeing a countdown video. Now, this is a fun, highly engaging video to help kids feel welcomed into the space. So it is a video that any kid can participate in, whether it's their first time, whether it's their thousandth time at church, they can participate in this video. So it's something simple like cheering on your color team. It's something simple like just seeing a dog choose what color dish they're going to use. Anything that they can really engage with, really be a part of, and just feel welcome in the space. So then after the countdown video are the intro videos. Well, I'm going to rewind just a little
rewind.
Bit. Kind of rewind a little bit because we also have a big large group game that we get to participate in. So that isn't quite, some of it is media driven. There are media components to that large group game, but we have a big large group game that kids can start to feel welcome, start to participate themselves in. But then they can go and we want them to be introduced to the truth of that week. So we're going to introduce that truth every week through an intro video. Now, these are fun, crazy videos. Kayla, you mentioned the theme earlier, and these are all baked into that theme. So within that theme, every month we are going to have a series of intro videos. Now, they're all standalone, so if you missed one, that's okay. The next one's going to pick up right at the beginning, and kids will be introduced to this idea of what that theme is, what they are learning that week. So from there, we'll go to an object lesson where leaders, your host on stage, will be able to introduce an object lesson. And then the Bible story video. Now, this is probably one of my favorite pieces of media that we are creating because we don't want to just show the Bible story video and then kids, hopefully, they absorb it. But we want to actually start with a culture question, a question that kids, no matter if they've grown up in the church or not, are asking people around them. So it's something like, hey, what happens when I don't feel loved? What happens when I feel like an outsider? These are questions that kids are asking themselves. So we want to help answer that, not by what the world's saying, not even by what we think is the best idea, but actually what the Bible says. Mm-hmm. So we want to turn kids towards scripture to answer those cultural questions and have them open the Bible, see what the Bible says, and then as they come out of the Bible story, be able to answer those questions of how God loves them, how God cares for them, how they are never alone, and those scriptural truths that we want to reinforce in their lives. And then at the end of large group, we will have always an option for a gospel on-ramp, a time where your host, your leader can share the gospel, share the good news of Jesus, connect it to their lives in a way that's meaningful for them.
I love that. Let's rewind to countdown videos. Okay, countdown videos are not, I feel like listeners are like, okay, big deal, countdown videos, because you're picturing just like numbers counting down to a large group. So give us, you mentioned a dog one.
Yes, okay.
By the way, your dog
is
starring.
That is my dog, yes.
So listeners, you're definitely going to want to check Tucker out,
yes.
A golden doodle, right?
Oh, yes.
Yes,
so
precious.
Tucker the dog. So this is one example of a countdown video. So you see Tucker on the screen, and he's dressed up in his bow tie, looking all snazzy. And then all of a sudden, we give four different colored bowls, and we say, pick your, cheer for your team color. So kids get to cheer for their team color. Which bowl is Tucker going to go choose? Oh, he's going to go get a treat out of the red bowl. The red team wins for that video. But then we're going to also have some other videos. We're going to have some fun characters where they jump and they play different games. And we have little race cars. We have all sorts of different games that they are going to see on the screen. But they can just cheer for. They can engage with. They can feel like they are part, not be outsiders, but feel like insiders.
Right. It's super intentional. The color teams that y'all have both talked about are intentional because we know that when kids feel like they're on a team, they feel like they're included. They have something in common to cheer for, even if they don't have anything coming in that they have in common with everyone. If you're all of a sudden with your teammates on the red team and you're cheering for Tucker to choose the red bowl, then
you're out of my mind. Let's
That's
go.
Right. That's right. So that seems simple, but it's huge and part of the philosophy of Hi-Fi. So, okay, give us an example of what maybe an intro video would be like.
Okay, so let's say Truth 2. So Truth 2, it's coming up in a few months, but Truth 2, our theme is flipped. So we're talking about how I am forgiven, how God forgives me. So we're taking something old and making it new. So for our intro videos, we actually have a character called DIY Dan. He's the dad. He's in the garage. He's taken an air blower and said, I can make a jetpack out of this. And he's actually, we get to show the story of Peter being restored. He's going to take a broken down air blower and say, I'm going to restore this air blower back to what it was. And then we're going to be able to learn that God forgives me through that funny, crazy video of him trying to blast off with his air blower jetpack. But kids are going to remember that just like we are going to use the definition of restored, of how he just restores the air blowers, we can also learn how, hey, God restores us. How when we are forgiven, we are restored to how he wants to have a relationship with us.
I love that. Again, super intentional. And then real quick, tell us what is unique about the Bible story videos.
Yeah, so we have these Bible storytellers that are on the screen. They're not going to just open the Bible and just read it, but they are going to introduce the idea of these cultural questions. They're going to ask these questions. We're going to see a little bit of a glimpse into a real life for a second. And then from there, they are going to introduce of how we can go to Scripture to find these answers that we have questions for.
I love that. Kayla, do you want to expand on that?
Yeah. So as you were talking, Isaac, I just kept being reminded of how strategic these videos are. And also, I know a lot of times, you know, we're thinking about, okay, is hi-fi right for me as a church leader? Is this something that I need to really be investigating and looking into? And man, there's all this media and, you know, are we going to be able to do all the media that we're thinking of? And one of the things that you talked about that I just love about the media that we use is that we're allowing the media not to entertain kids, but we're really allowing it to be a very strategic and intentional tool so that kids are engaging in ways that they're already engaging in our culture right now. But that also, so the host in the room, the person who is making the connection with the kids, is actually doing what they need to be doing. They're the ones that are really building that relationship and connection. Mm-hmm. So the media is doing that heavy lifting of the content so that the host in the room can do what's really the harder, more intentional work of building relationships with kids, being a safe place where they can come to with their questions when they start having questions about the gospel or the Bible.
Mm-hmm. And that is a huge question. If we had an FAQ session, which maybe we should do that, by the way, because there's a lot of frequently asked questions about hi-fi. One of them that we've gotten so far is, should I try it? Should I even switch from something else that I'm using?
Yeah.
Some people don't want to switch from what they're primarily using on maybe a Sunday morning. We're saying, you know, you could try it on a Wednesday night or a midweek option. But what do y'all say? Crystal, what do you say to that? If a church says, should I try hi-fi? What would you say to them?
You know, I would say that it's always worth a try. Try hi-fi. and the reason is that we are not sitting here saying that what you're using does not work. Mm-hmm. Hi-fi was specifically created for a need that we felt like we saw out in churches, out in communities of, I have this very, very diverse demographic of people coming in my church, kids coming in my church. I've got the regular church kids who have grown up with these amazing Christian parents. I've got kids who are just getting dropped off every week. I've got kids from, you know, whether it's that they're involved in sports or they're in a split household, like they're only coming every other week or they're coming once a month. And we're just having a hard time helping everybody feel like they are connecting and they are engaging. And so hi-fi was really built for that. And so I think what I would say is give it a try, because even if you think that might not be an issue, you don't actually know that. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we're missing out on those kids that are new or those kids that don't know as much as we assume that they know. And so give hi-fi a try and see what it does for the kids that you have right now and for kids in your community who might hear about what's happening at your church and want to come in. And so I definitely think it's worth it. If you run two services on Sunday, why not try hi-fi at one of your services? Or like you said, Jana, you can run it as a midweek option as well. Mm-hmm. But I would definitely say it is worth a try because it is really different. And you really will see a difference at what it's going to make for the families in your church.
Absolutely. Isaac, if I asked you another question that I already heard quite a bit is, how is this different than maybe some other LifeWay resources that we already create?
For sure. Yeah. One of those things is, I would say, the starting point. So a lot of times I've used LifeWay resources for quite a bit of time. And I love that when kids come in, we know exactly what they're going to be able to learn. They're going to be learning based on the week before. I have a lot of kids that are there week to week, and it's fun that I can build on that from what last week. Hey, last week we learned about Moses. Well, we're going to see what Moses did this week. What is very different about HiFi is that it is standalone. So each week is not going to build on itself. We're still going to have the truce of I am known for the entire month of September, the entire October. I had to do the months in my head. October is going to be I am forgiven. So we're going to see each of those. So they are going to be packaged within a month. But if a kid misses a week, we do not expect them to have any prior knowledge about what we've learned. We don't have any prior knowledge of even what the Bible is. We're not going to have our first in the connect time at the beginning. We're not going to say, hey, let's put all 66 books in order.
Yeah.
Instead, right. We're going to say, hey, let's learn your names. And I think that's the other big difference, is that this is all built on relationships. Building relationships with the kids in the room so a kid can have a friend. Building relationships with the leaders in the room, all for the purpose that they can have a relationship with God. And I think that's the biggest thing about HiFi that I'm excited for.
I love that. Kayla, there are some other things that I'm thinking about that are definitely different than our other resources. And one of those is how it's delivered and the cadence of delivery. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah. So with HiFi, it's, like we said, completely digital curriculum.
And what does that really mean?
Thank you for asking, Jana. So what it doesn't mean you have to be on your phone scrolling constantly as you teach kids. That's not what that means. What it means is the way that it's delivered is going to be through our digital platform Ministry Grid. It is an interactive leader guide. So you actually get to have some customization of toggling things on and off. We're going to give you tons of activities. We don't anticipate you're going to use them all. We don't want you to use them all, honestly. Mm-hmm. We want you to tailor each session for your kids in your ministry context. Another way that it is so different, this is not a quarterly printed resource. This is a subscribe. This is a monthly subscription or an annual subscription, and you jump in with us where we are. And the reason we want to do that is because this is a resource that is super, super culturally aware. What is happening in the lives of kids right now, and how can we speak to that? So we really recommend the series plan that we have so that we can be culturally aware, not only around holidays or big events like the Olympics, but that we can also be culturally aware of what's happening in our world and in the worlds of kids right now, the voices that they're listening to, and to be able to speak to that culture in a very intentional way.
Which is another reason why it's digital. There are no print components, which all of our other resources have that. HiFi does not. And that is so that we can stay a little bit more nimble with what's going on in current events and things around us and not be beholden to the print deadlines, if you know what I mean, publishing people. Okay. Now, let's talk real quick, and I want to close with this because we're almost out of time. But 12 truths, they're monthly. Does that mean we're done after 12 months?
Of course not. No way.
Not
Are you
at
kidding?
All.
No. So with HiFi, every single truth, like we said, it has its own theme. It has these amazing main ideas and Bible stories that connect us to the truth. And so every year we come back around. It's kind of a dynamic, rolling scope and sequence. So don't think linear or line, think circle. Mm-hmm. And so with HiFi, what we do is every single year we come back around to these 12 truths, but we do so in such a way that it's all brand new. Mm-hmm. The themes are new. The Bible stories are new. The songs are new. Everything is new and different, but we're connecting it to that core identity truth so that kids day in and day out understand, this is my identity. This is who I am. I don't create my identity. I don't get to just decide and shape what my identity is on my own. God has decided who I am. He has already spoken into who I am, and I get to discover what God says is true about me.
Mm. And we will close there. Listeners, today is the day that you can check out HiFi. go to myhyfi.com, myhyfi.com. You can sample a couple of sessions there, see some videos, and then also start your subscription. Today is the day, July 6th. Team, I'm so proud of you guys because this has been a long time coming, and I can't believe that we're sitting here right now actually getting to show the world what we've been working on and what the Lord has been using in our own lives, in our own ministry, in our own work to show us where kids are today and what churches need to be fully equipped for ministry. So we, listeners, hope you'll check it out. And again, that's myhyfi.com, myhyfi.com. And tune in next week because we're going to do the same kind of thing, but we're going to unpack Hi-Fi Preschool, and you'll want to check that out. So we will see you again next time. Thanks, everyone.